become best friends?
Yep.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yep.
Big ton of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, Pete. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why ain't this my friend request, bro? But you don't want to be my friend.
Slumber party.
That's the vibe. Some of the boys come in here and like.
Are they like this? They're going.
They're like this. Sit on the ground and.
I'm like, relax.
Cameron James was in a button down.
Yeah, see what I mean? I like did my research. I went.
You're a smart woman.
Smart.
Let's get started.
I'm so excited. I'm going, clunk, clunk, make sure everything's comfy.
Yep, everything. Oh, you can lean. This is all leanable.
Babe, no
get
way.
Comfy. Yeah,
I'm going,
absolutely.
You know, these days. No, I'm just kidding. These days. Oh, babe.
Welcome to the friend request.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm your host, Chloe Madron, and I am joined by Australia's first attractive comedian, Eloise Eftos.
Thank you so much, Chloe.
I can't believe you're here.
I can't believe I'm here in the fort. I've been watching other people in the fort going, okay. And
what
now
the
I'm
fuck?
Going, and we've, yeah, I'm going, why wasn't I invited to the fort? And I have been. And guess what? It's better than you think. It's actually as good as you think it's going to be.
Yeah?
Mm.
Oh, thank God.
I love pillow forts.
Oh, they're the best.
It's like my childhood. Why was it the best?
I mean, you're safe. And comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm giving too much away about trauma, but
no, you actually are safe and comfortable. Right. And you're also, and like, you've added a bit of like glitter and lights. I'm going, this is like what you think you would make when you're a kid, but you don't have like the, you know, I was about to say like the dexterity.
Yeah.
I'm going, no, like, children have hands. Like, sorry.
I do underestimate them too, obviously.
No.
Like, often. I'm like, what can you do?
What can you do?
Can you sell?
Children. Yeah, exactly.
No, but they don't have the ability to drive to spotlight.
They don't have the ability to drive. And that's something that we should probably get into, but no, silly.
Like,
but
we should teach them?
They should teach. Well, I also feel like this sort of decorating, I don't think you can do that at school as a course. Like, they probably do home ec, but they don't do decorating a fort.
Yeah, they teach you stupid things like sewing clothes together.
Sewing, they're teaching you
baking
algebra.
Scones. Yeah, ugh.
I'll never get over
Who
that.
Who needs it?
Stop with this. I love popcorn so much. Mm. Is it your favorite?
I love it so much. I said on last week's episode that popcorn and chocolate chips is one of my favorite dinners.
Really?
Just like a bit of popcorn here and a few chocolate
chips.
And
do that separate? Have you ever done the Maltesers in the popcorn?
I've done it.
It's pretty wild, isn't it?
It's pretty crazy.
People don't know. Like, you don't know. Like, it melts while you're eating it. So you're a bit like,
it's messy.
It's messy. It's a bit like cheeky. Like, you don't think it's going to be much. And then the chocolate's all salty.
You know who doesn't like popcorn?
Who?
Alexi Toliopoulos. Movie man. I know.
A guy that, firstly, Greek, so I'm going SOS, one of me. And then I'm going, also, I'm stressed about, like, you can't be into movies and not like popcorn.
Thank you.
I'm like, I studied film as well.
Yeah.
And I will eat popcorn till the day I die. But
as you should.
To not like popcorn, that's sick.
He doesn't like any snacks at the movies.
Doesn't like, he's like sitting there like this. He's going,
I'm watching a movie.
He's going, entertain me, movie. Yep.
It's crazy.
Does he mind other people eating?
Oh, no, I'm sure
that?
He's fine with that.
I don't know. That's okay. We have to do a documentary about him. I'm sorry. That's
I
so
love your deep dives.
I'm going, I have to do, a deep dive. I have to do like a conspiracy theory about Alexi. Yasu Alexi. I'm going, I need to figure out what is going on. You can't like movies or not. That's the experience.
It's
That's
so
culture.
Wrong. I don't understand how he ever started to like the movies. Isn't the popcorn what hooks you in when you're a tiny child?
Well, like the smell alone. Does he like the smell? Oh, I'm stressed about this, Chloe. No, as in not stress, as in like in a good way, like as in I can't wait to do like Four Corners documentary about it. So that's wild.
I'm excited.
Like, me going, same. It's going to be really good.
It is. It is. Mm. I should say, because I keep forgetting to say, for any first-time listeners, welcome. You're at the podcast where we talk about friendship and friends and everything about it. And I need to let them know. I want to let them know that we actually have never met until today.
Hey, we haven't met in real life
it's
until
crazy.
Today, but it feels like I've known you my whole life. And I love that. I love that, yeah, we hadn't. This is me walking in. I was so late today. I'm so embarrassed because I got lost on the track. I've been living here since 2018. I got lost. I'm like, how embarrassing. But I loved that, like, I just saw you and I went, girl.
I know. It's
that's
so
women,
nice.
I think, though, a bit.
Oh, it is.
Well, hopefully. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally. Totally. But that's also, like, because we had, you know, been chatty on Instagram for literally years at this point and still never met.
Mm.
And I guess that's one of the many things I want to talk to you about is online friendship, acquaintanceships, whatever, and how they're not nothing.
Let's
right?
get into it.
Because I remember you were on Wolfie's podcast.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I was like, who is this babe? And he was like, you would love her. Oh, my God. And
Wolfie,
I was like,
what? We miss Wolfie.
Yeah, R.I.P.
But that's R.I.P. Well, he's still here.
He's in Perth.
He's in Perth, though, where I'm from.
Yeah.
I know. I'll be going back for Christmas. But it's such a funny thing, like the acquaintances that you make online, especially during, like, well, COVID and how all of these – well, it's like we couldn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So you would make friendships online. I felt like I made all these friends online during the COVID period.
Yeah.
And friends where I'm like, I see you in person. I go, yeah, I know you.
Yeah, yeah,
I
of
know
course.
You. You're my friend. And it's funny how, like, I have become really close friends with people that I did only know from online.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, if you are friends with me online and you haven't met me in real life, you could be in the running to be my best friend.
Top
I'm
place. Just
you could be in the top, babe, MySpace. You could be in my top 10 exactly. or top 8, whatever it was. But, no, it's so funny. Even meeting people while I was overseas, like, obviously – had some people, like, you know, come to, you know, see me do spots or whatever or to shows, which was really cute. And that's kind of like, you know, friends and stuff. But then I even had a girl who, you know, was just a fan, I guess you would call her, I guess, a fan of me. But she reached out to say, like, I see you're coming to Paris, because I said I'm coming to Paris. Who has recommendations? Hadn't been there in so long. And she was like, I'd love to give you a tour, and then end up coming to watch me do a stand-up like spot in Paris. And then we went out for a drink after with, like, my friends, like, you know, two of my best friends and my cousin, who's also a best friend. And now we're just like, you know, can't wait to see you when you're back in Sydney. And
that's,
like,
so
she's
cute.
An amazing fashion designer and she's Greek like me. And I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, that's I'm like, be open to it. Obviously, depending on the people.
Yeah,
like,
and the vibe.
The vibe. You can meet people and you go, oh, I never want to see you ever again. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Or the online exchange is also like, this is too much.
It's hard sometimes. Do you get the thing of, like, there are people that message you and they think that they know you because of being online and being quite open online, which is so sweet.
It's so cute.
It's also like, no.
It's a line. There's got to be a line. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I try to have the boundaries relatively clear, but it's people keep saying the parasocial thing.
Parasocial
it's that. It's yeah, exactly. That's what it is. And it is a very strange new experience. I mean, it's not that new, but I think to this degree, it's never been this bad.
Never been
right?
like this, because I don't think we've had such instant communication with people.
Yeah, you follow, like, your favorite comedian, you see their posts every day, you listen to their podcast every week.
Mm.
You think that you know – I mean, you do know a
you
lot
do
about
know them.
Them.
This is me being like, you don't know me. Like, to people – like, I don't know. I feel like people make assumptions. I've had people – this is so random. I've had fans of mine – I don't know if I've spoken about this on a podcast or anything before. I've had fans of mine send me, like, videos of them doing, like, coke and stuff and, like
– oh, my God.
And, babe, I don't do coke. And I'm like – because I think they think that I'm this – person, I think because of my persona or, like, the videos that I post, like, me and my friends being silly. Like, I was bullied in high school. Like, I'm not cool. But I think, like, you know, I didn't peak in high school. So I think people would, like, assume that I'm, like,
party girl because
they see me at parties. I'm like, oh, like, you got the wrong end of the shtick. Like,
you're like, I'm an actor.
Yeah, I'm an actor and I fooled you. But it's so funny. Like, and then seeing that, and then when you meet people in person, sometimes I'll be really I think me and my friends have noticed this. Sometimes I'll be either really like, oh, my God, we love you. Or they'll be really like, oh, like, hey, oh, you girls look nice or whatever. Like, when we've done gigs and go-go dancing
and you see fans.
Sometimes I'll be really funny. Almost like think you're better than us. And I'm like, yeah, I do. And I'm just kidding.
And I am.
No, I am. No, but, like, it's just weird. It's like, it definitely depends on, I don't know, like, the the way that I guess people project their insecurities or their what they want you to be.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They're almost like, what's just doing coke? I'm like, okay, cool, good for you, you know?
Oh, that's so, yeah.
So random, but I'm like, good for them. But I'm also like, I remember being like, I don't know what you want me to say.
Yeah. You just leave it.
Yeah, I just went, I think I like replied going like, wow, I don't know what I said. I can't even remember, but it made me laugh a lot. I was like, if only you knew. If only you knew what a loser I am.
So you were bullied in high school?
Yeah, I was not cool in high school.
No.
I was like a big drama nerd.
Yeah.
Musical theater nerd.
Yeah. I really relate to that.
Yeah. Were you the same?
Yes, but also still like a drop kick.
Okay.
Like, so I was half.
Just me saying that. Okay.
All right.
I'm going like, what? Me looking at a tattoo is going, what do you mean? No, but I love the tattoos. I'm going like, but what do you mean drop kick? Like, what is happening?
Oh, I mean, by the time high school, actually, yeah. All of high school, really. I was singing theater stuff from a tiny child all the way into high school.
Babe, same.
But also, once high school kicked off, I was like, yeah, let's party, let's drink, let's do drugs. But not in like a cool, popular, fun kind of way, and more of a like sad, it's just those gross stoner girls kind of way.
Yeah, but that's a different cool, you know?
Is it?
I mean, I would have been like this. I'm scared. But like, I love that you were like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an energy.
It was an energy. And I think it was definitely acting.
But you weren't like a dropout. You like finished high school?
No, I finished school. Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Still finished school. And here you are. And here we are.
In the fort.
At this top rated podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going, not many people from high school have this.
That's true. And I'm sure they're all green with envy.
Green with envy. Oh, my God. Literally screaming with envy.
While you were a theater nerd, though, did you have friends? I feel like you were still surrounded by friends, right?
Like, I did, but I don't know, babe. It's like I went from primary school into high school, but it was like, you know, sometimes people do like the middle school and they do like before middle school. Like my sisters, I've got two younger sisters and they actually started at my high school in year five, which I think is the smart thing to do because you're still in that development time of like finding friends. But I didn't want to leave. I was so attached to my primary school friends. Bless. I was so, you know, infatuated with them.
Yeah.
And then when I moved, it was year eight. And that's when like a lot of the girls came from their primary school into middle school.
Yeah.
And I remember like I had, I guess, people there, but I did not feel like I was friends with friends or like I felt like they didn't really like me. I remember like going to a girl's house once and they all went into a room without me. And
oh
I,
my
like,
God.
You know, like that kind of stuff.
No.
Then I became friends with this one girl who was a boarder. Sorry, I was going to say something so mean. Something like, so, you know, she had no friends either, but that's so mean. It's not true. But we kind of like found each other.
Yeah.
I remember she told another boarder to tell me that I was ruining her social status and she couldn't be friends with me. Yeah, like it's like heartbreaking.
Totally.
Yeah, and like I think about it now and then I will never forget. I did eventually, I think what happened was like I found my own, like I was just me being silly. I was very much class clown. Mm-hmm. So then I found that was my, if I made people laugh, like I never thought I was cool or hot or, you know, but that was my thing, making people laugh.
Yeah.
And then my friend messaged me this the other day. She's like, I always knew you were going to be a superstar when you got your braces off. I feel like I got my braces off. And that's when all of a sudden I was like, you know,
it was then the
movie moment. I still wore glasses. I still had
you're letting your hair down. Like,
babe, going,
hey,
you know, and it's so cliche, but it was almost all of a sudden I was like started to look a bit more, you know, went through puberty a bit more and went to an all-girls school, which makes things harder as well,
totally.
I think. And then, I remember this girl tried to be friends with me again later and I was like, no. I remember I was like, I was still polite.
Yeah.
But I remember I got arts captain when I was in year 12. So I wasn't I didn't not do well like socially, but you know when you're kind of like I wasn't cool, like I was just trying to be myself, and I felt like then all of a sudden the people that felt like outcast, I was like a floater by the end. But at the beginning, oh my God, I felt like I would go home crying nearly every day, like you know what I mean. And
totally.
I was definitely like drama nerd, like musical theater girl, because I would sing and dance and act, and like that was my little escape. And then even, you know, when I don't know, did you go to all girl co-ed?
No, a co-ed, yeah.
I feel like co-ed is, if I had kids, I reckon I would send them to co-ed. I just don't think, I'm like, also I don't want like my son to kill someone.
No, sorry, that's no, so exactly. heavy. Or sorry. Rape anyone.
That's so heavy, but like, I don't think it's.
I think it's fair. We've covered all boys schools on this before.
Yeah. Right? Oh, great.
Ooh, it's terrifying.
We can cover that then. We can say, it's terrifying. And I think girls are the same. Like, let's be honest. And I just remember even like, I don't know if you were the same where like, you were so used to growing up with the same people in primary school for so long that when you went to high school and people would sort of be like, I don't know, you would be you. And I remember I would like sing and I would like sing loud. I like trained as a singer since I was like 8.
Yeah.
And it was part of this like children's choir. Yeah. And it was like really small with Catherine Langford from 13.
Cool.
Like, that's how we met. And we're friends from there. And then I remember I would like sing at like choir, and then I remember some girls would come up to me and be like, oh, you think you're pretty good at singing. Like that's the kind
of like.
Oh
my God.
Like you couldn't be, yeah, you couldn't admit that you were. And it's sort of funny that like my persona on stage now is like I literally twisted all of that to be like, yeah, I am hotter and better than all of you and I am really good at this. Like, but I think it was like my way of sort of being like, that's so stupid to make people dumb down.
Totally. It's the mean girls thing.
It is mean girls.
So you think you're really pretty.
Oh, so you think you're pretty. And it's like, oh, yeah.
It's fucked up.
It is. What about yourself?
Well, I went to, like, my last high school was a school of arts. So everyone was creatively talented. Then. And it was a weird vibe because there was still it's just children being children. But it was also very much like that first wave of we don't bully, we don't do anything like this, but also like, you know, there is a hierarchy of who's the best.
Theater kids are the worst at it. Let's be honest. Like theater kids, if they're bullying, like they're almost the worst. Like as in they're pretty bad. Like
they
after going to WAPA, I was going, oh my God.
They were just making fun of guys for being straight instead of gay.
Yeah. Literally.
Like, ew, yuck. That is so out.
Going, that's out. Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. It was very weird. Especially coming from like a more like Bogan, lower socioeconomic school beforehand, more classic public school beforehand.
Yeah.
And being the singer, like the one who would do the performances and then just going to this new place and being like, oh, I'm a tiny little fish.
It's like moving to a big city. Oh, it's like the same vibe.
But good practice for moving around as an adult and everything and getting used to being a small fish and finding your way and all that.
And did you feel like people used the fact that you came from a certain area or a certain school, like in a funny way or no,
it was a pretty
good
mix.
I was worried that it was
it was a pretty good mix. I was not disliked or anything. I think I've actually, because of this podcast, had so much reflection every time I'm
so
editing.
You're like really going, good. Oh my God, it's
I
like
can't
therapy.
Afford a therapist right now, so this
Babe,
is perfect.
Neither can I. That's great.
And like doing the podcast, but then also editing it. I'm like just listening over and over.
Yeah.
And I have this whole thing of, oh, I'm weird with friends. And I'm realizing it's not that I was weird with friends. I've always had some pretty lovely people in my life. My problem was that my closest friends, I would always kind of date or bang or fall in love with kind of mutually. That was girls, boys, anyone, everyone. That was the problem.
I do love that for you. I'm also going, I've always been so scared of that.
Smart.
I've been, but then.
So smart.
I'm going, I don't know, have I missed something? I remember the one person I did like in that scenario of like a friend was someone I worked and I was like, you never do someone that you work with. But he like told me that he like confessed like, you know, his love to me. And then it was like, and then he turned around and was like, oh, I don't really want a girlfriend or whatever.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
So you just ruined our friendship and you ruined
That's fucked.
It's just so fucked.
That's
so bad.
Fucked.
And after that, I was like, I never like, and I'm pretty strict about, you know, that kind of stuff, which I don't know. I think as I've gotten older, I'm like, oh, who cares? Like, don't be so strict on it. But
yeah,
but I can see what you mean. Like,
that's probably an easier call to make as you're older because you also have beautiful friendships already cemented.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, cool. Any friends now, I can fuck with
totally.
It.
Totally.
I don't know.
And also, do you think like when it comes to like finding, I feel like as a kid, I found it really easy to make friends. It's just really funny, like as you get older, it's just sort of like what friends do. I think that's what actually changed, or what you do maybe to that friend. I don't know. That's sort of the only thing that I find interesting. Like, it's easy to make friends.
Yeah.
It's almost like sometimes it's keeping the friendship or like
where
you are in your life.
Yeah.
I look back at like who I was friends with when I was growing up in Perth or like maybe when I first moved here and I'm like, what was that all about? You know what I mean? Like, and I'm going, oh my God, and they didn't treat me very well or, you know, they put me in this, in a certain, and the thing is, I don't know, it's your responsibility how you feel, but I also look back and I'm like, oh God, thank God I'm out of that.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, totally. Everything gets easier as you get older and you're like loving yourself enough so that you don't have to accept the bullshit from everyone else.
That's hard when you hear friends that don't, like friends of yours that don't do that, even with dating or like friendships, you're like, oh God, like,
yeah,
please realize this isn't, you don't need this, you know?
Yeah. Because we're all at like different paces and you're like, we're the same age. How are you still accepting this bullshit? I stopped accepting it 5 years ago. And then,
so true. It's like everyone's like at a different stage of their life, or working on themselves in a different, you know, order or whatever, you know.
I was saying to Becky Lucas the other day that I'm like, I always thought I was pretty ahead of the curve, but now talking to you, I'm thinking, oh, what the fuck, what's taking me so long?
No, but honestly, like, I think about that now. I'm going, I'm 31 now, and I'm going, oh my God, like, why didn't I know half of this? But then I'm also like, oh, life is how you find out, I guess, about this stuff. And that's kind of, you got to learn from your mistakes or so. Yeah,
everything will be revealed when you need to know it.
Exactly. And this is also me being like, oh really, like, is that how it had to be revealed? Like me being like crying in the street or something, you know? Awful. What I mean, being fucked over by people, sure.
You do have a lot of, from what, because we're just meeting, from what I can see online, it looks like you've got a lot of gorgeous girls around you, though. A lot of beautiful female friendships.
I do. I feel very, very lucky.
That's so nice.
Very lucky. Lots of girls and lots of gay men, which I'm very, and gay women as well. I feel like for me, finding good girlfriends around you, I think sometimes for women it is hard because there is that thing of like, I don't know. Are you in the same position, or do you feel like it took you a while to?
It's taken. Everybody's different. It's taken some time, but I do have sisters, and we're super close. So I'm super grateful. They're like my bestest friends.
That's great.
And I've got my close girlfriends now, but it's taken some time. Totally. Because I went and dated a bunch of them when I was young.
You know, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You learnt from this, or, you know, or maybe you needed to do that to learn what you liked, and that's, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not judging.
No, it's a thank you.
But I know that, like, I think the thing of, like, one of my best friends, you know, she's spoken about it before, how, like, I don't know, even growing up with girls, or she went to all-girls school too, like, definitely – my experience, it depends, because I look back at like some girls I was friends with back in Perth that I used to play soccer with, and the way, I don't know, culturally they were, you know, ethnic as in they were wogs, and like just even the way that they treated me about certain things. And then I feel like moving here, I found a really strong group of women who we have the same values, or like we look out for each other in that certain way, or we, you know, we're on the same level, or like we help each other. It just is a different sort of dynamic to, like, I have gorgeous girlfriends still in Perth, my hometown, but much smaller than when I was living there. But I also feel like it's a little bit different what I get from them in that friendship. But there's something about, like, it feels so supportive from even over there and here. But there's something about women and friendships that is like so special if you can find that, because I think that is that whole thing of that internalized misogyny and patriarchy of like we want to be in competition and and also realizing when you're doing it or your friends are doing it. And I've had apologies from friends that I don't talk to anymore, or girls that I don't talk to anymore back in Perth or wherever, about how they treated me about their internalized misogyny, or like how they
that's nice
stuff, which is nice. But I kind of, then I feel like you come to a place where, I don't know if you felt this way about when someone gives you an apology and time has passed, I've sort of gone, thanks, that's, I appreciate it, and I wish you all the best on your journey, but I would like to just keep things as they are. Yep. I've moved on.
Totally.
I don't need to invite that back in.
That was more for you, and I'm glad that you got that, and you are at that place in your life, but cool.
All the best, but also like stay the fuck away. No, that's so mean. That's so mean, but it's also like I think back about things like that and I just go, oh my God, I actually wasn't the bad guy. And that's, I think that's really hard when you realize you weren't the bad guy. And like, unfortunately, again, everyone's going through different stages of their growth and what they need in their life. But, or realizing that like what they're doing is detrimental to other people rather than looking inward and going, oh no, this is me, you know?
Yeah.
I've been there too. And then, like finding that my friends here, it's like, we're all on the same page a little bit, or we've helped each other get on the same page in that sense, which is really nice.
Just calling each other out on shit and yourselves and things, actually communicating about it.
Yeah, communicating, that's so babe, good. Which is huge. That's, I think, so good. Yeah, for friendships as well. And then being like, you know what, if you need to, like, again, calling out people or just holding people accountable.
Yeah.
Because I think that's important in friendships.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what? You're just going to pull away and pretend like nothing happened. And when they go, why don't you want to hang out anymore? And you're like, you know.
Because you're a dick.
Yeah, because you're an asshole. No, but like at the same time, you know.
It's so much easier, it feels to me at least, to just in the moment be like, oh, hey, hang on. Why'd you say that? What the hell?
Yeah.
It feels so much easier than to just let things fester or.
Absolutely.
Ignore someone or whatever else.
Mm.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Which is hard. I think with friendships, it's so much harder, I think.
Mm.
And there's actually a whole thing about. Look, I with breakups or whatever, like with a romantic relationship is one thing, but breakups with friendship is a whole other thing. Whereas I don't think many people talk about that.
Yeah.
It actually is really heartbreaking and you do grieve that, you know, it's hard.
It's absolutely one of the reasons for this podcast because I think it's arguably worse than a romantic relationship ending because we kind of, I think we have, even though we've got, you know, unrealistic expectations of romantic things often because of movies and whatever.
Totally.
Friendship, it's kind of even more cemented in there with, babe, that's your absolutely. Person forever. That's, they're going to be with you forever.
They're supposed to be, and you tell them like your deepest, darkest secrets in another way as well. Like romantic, of course, is very intimate in a different way, but like friendship, it's kind of like, well, God, you know, it's like a hole in your heart. It is really hard to not feel a bit like, you know,
totally.
I've lost someone that I thought was going to be in my life forever.
Yeah. I have, I had one and we weren't even that close yet, but it was like a girl and in comedy and in Brisbane. Yeah. So I was just excited.
Yeah.
And, that didn't work out.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I had some dramas again related to my pussy, but
I love your dramatic pussy.
Thank you.
She sounds fun.
She's so fun. She's crazy. Too fun, actually.
Okay. Let's get her on. She's nuts. Let's get on the pod. She's cool.
She sounds like an old woman from New York, but it'll be great.
I'll play her. I literally was in New York going, like, meeting women from Queens and going like, what do you want to do that for? That's walking like this. This is how your pussy talks. Chloe, tell me about it. We're going to get it some drama, so okay? Anyway, sorry. I just love doing New York accents. Anyway, sorry, continue.
I love that. No, it was so hard. Like, I was dreaming about her because she just fully was blocked, blah, 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 and hasn't spoken. I've seen her in person, but she hasn't spoken to me since.
I'm so sorry.
I was dreaming about her. I was bringing her up in therapy. This is probably the third time I've brought her up on this podcast.
Hey, that's fair, but this happens.
My psych was like, you've spoken about her too much.
Babe.
And she's like, you're not going to be liked by everyone.
That is true, which also I'm going, what?
What?
What? I go, me? No, I'm just kidding. But I'm going, me of all people, you don't like me? Like, it's like my fans. Like, I'm going, what? Not everyone's going to be my fan. Like,
it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
She's like, no, but you don't like everyone. I'm like, yeah, but that's different. They're not me.
That's so different. I'm like, yeah, babe, I feel like we're very similar in that sense. I'm going, no, I'm allowed to not like people, but they all have to like me. It's like when you like someone's story. Anybody else likes your story, you're like, they're in love with me. And when you like it, you're like, that's just me going through. Like,
this is a nothing thought.
This is nothing for me. That's so funny. But you're the therapist is right, though. Like, not everyone is going to like you, but it feels hard when you're like, you thought something was there. It is like a loss. It's grief. Yeah. Like, it's sad.
Oh, it's so sad. Yeah. Have you had any big ones?
I mean, I'm trying to think of any. I haven't had any recently.
That's good.
From memory.
Yeah.
From memory. Like, I'm going, if I haven't stopped talking to you in the last few weeks and you think that we're not friends anymore, please DM me because I can't remember. But also, no, most have happened in time.
Yeah.
And for reasons where I'm really like, I started talking to a therapist more about like the anxiety that I felt after like romantic relationship stuff, that guy from my work. That was so stupid. And also like, I didn't know better, I guess. And now I do, but, I'm really glad that when I noticed this particular friend that I said sent me the apology years later, when I realized that she wasn't treating me right, And I hadn't gone to like therapy to talk about, but I realized when she wasn't treating me right as a friend, I stepped back and I was like, that's it.
That's
so hard to do.
Yeah.
And also when like we would do it would be not everything together, but like, you know, there would be events and stuff. And I remember going to this event that she organized and it was like, you know, I wasn't invited,
yeah.
Which I would always be one of the first to be invited and things like that. And then I remember going on to the event and then I tried to communicate and I went, hey, you were kind of blanking me at this event. Like, if there's something, I would like to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I think it was to do with she thought I was flirting with her boyfriend, which that really upsets me. Because for me, I'm a very friend. Like, yes, I'm a flirtatious person, but when it's my friend's boyfriend, I swear on my life. Oh, I talk about it on stage sometimes. I'm like, I don't want to fuck someone else's boyfriend. I don't see any gain in that. I don't see any, like, you know. I've even noticed people when I'm on stage, like people that are in the audience kind of go like to their husbands, like to their legs. I'm going, trust me, I don't want to fuck like Simon from Deloitte's in the mailroom. You know what I mean? Like, I'm
it's
okay.
It's insane. It's insane
how to think much that just because I'm here and they're projecting and it's so sad because it's like, talk to your partner. And anyway, back to that story was basically like, I kind of turned around and I did everything I could to sort of be like, and everything I could do was say, is there something you want to talk to me about? When she wouldn't admit it.
Yep.
And she lied and I knew that she lied. She made some excuse. Mm-hmm. And then I just backed off and then she backed off and then it was kind of like, and that's how it sort of ended and it was sad.
Yeah.
But then when the apology came a few years later, I was like, I'm really glad that you realized I didn't do anything wrong. But it's a little too late. Yeah. And then other friendships, it's been like, I don't know, when you really realize people aren't your people, that's also because it's hard. Like this person doing this to you, it's sad. And it's obviously like you feel like, oh God, you know, I don't know the details, obviously. But at the end of the day, it's like if you've done everything you can to reconcile and apologize and they still don't want to be your friend.
Mm. Or it's just, I mean, in that situation, it was just the deep you don't understand and you won't even let me talk to you.
That's
and
even
being
harder.
Misunderstood is,
that for me is what's hard too. It's like, let me, and I, not everybody's going to let you do that, which is so hard. And that's, I think, what's hard about friendship breakups is like, they'll make their own agenda or narrative and you're like, you're the villain and you're like, okay, didn't even audition for this part.
What a fun part.
Fun part, always the best to be antagonist. If I'm being honest, being the antagonist is the best.
The best.
Love it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Okay. I mean, being misunderstood is like a fundamental human thing.
Oh, babe,
none of us like
my life
none
on stage. I'm going, oh my God. Yeah. Even off stage, like people want to make their.
It's annoying. Oh,
it is annoying.
How do you go with internet comments and all of that?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I feel like I have friends that cop it more, like they have bigger followings and seeing what they get. I go, Jesus Christ. And I'll never forget like when I first went viral and the anxiety of like the, wow, this is so exciting to like, this is the most scary thing I've ever experienced in my life. Like it's crazy. It's also like I try really hard. I think I'm really glad that I am older now and more confident in myself because if I saw half the shit that I saw and I was younger, I'd be beside myself. Oh, it's horrible.
Awful.
And especially like, when you're a woman and you're online, people really want you to know. Like, if they want you to know, they'll find any way. Like, even if I just do an ad for like a brand of like, I don't know, I haven't done many, but did an ad for a brand and the comments, and I was wearing a bikini in the video, but like, whatever. Like, I felt like I looked fine, you know, I looked all right.
And the gorgeous. Comments,
love you. Okay. Thanks, babe. Love you. And then the comments, though, like these are kids commenting this. This is, yeah, and like older men, and like you look kids. At their photos and you're going, brave. I'm going, that's so mean, but they're so, it's so brave. Like they're literally these guys like going, oh, you look like you put on a few, like, oh, you need to lose a couple kilos. And you look at the photo and you're going, okay, three chins. Like who told you to yeah. comment that? Like what that's mean. I'm obviously doubling down and that's mean. I shouldn't say that back, but it's also going like the ugliest man in the world is telling me like to lose weight. I was going, babe,
it's
why
crazy.
Did you even find, they're not even following me. They just found yeah, my page or yeah. they just found the ad. And it's like, they want to make you know that they don't like you or that
they
you're
hate women.
They hate women. They, yeah, it's really, it's nice that they want you to know, but I'm like, keep it to yourself. Like
we all have to know for some
reason. We all have
reason.
To know for some
it's
reason
so fucking annoying.
How they really feel about you and like what they'll, and yeah, it can be a lot. I feel like I haven't copped it that much, but I do feel like, there's two sides to it. There's like that side that's really like the full on intense, like misogynist comment of like some gross guy. And there's also other times when like, I don't know, these days when you're posting stuff, it's like you feel like you have to be hyper, hyper aware of every single thing going on in the world just in case it's the wrong day of something, the anniversary of something, because like people want to make you aware of like, I don't know. I made a joke, like I didn't even make the joke. I just posted a tweet being like, when I say I have three boyfriends, it means like, you know, in a fun, flirty, like cosmopolitan way, like not a poly way, like just as a joke. And then someone who was they must have been poly. I don't know if they even were. That's the thing. Half the time they're not even that thing, but they're going, this is offensive to poly people. Or people that are, and I went, is it? Like, I'm so sorry. Like, it's obviously clearly a joke. I don't hate people in poly relationships. I wish, I don't understand why you think that like I'm posting this just to get like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
It's like people want to, they want you to, I don't know, be like, hey, like call you out and on stuff. It's very,
it's so frustrating.
It's frustrating.
It's frustrating because we get the like, okay, you clearly didn't understand what I have put out, what I've posted. And they get the, okay, you haven't understood me and my feelings. And going, everyone's just feeling misunderstood and they're
so
all angry.
Embarrassing. It's kind of like no one cares. Like it's no like almost cares. No one cares. I remember I had, I've had to block family members. Being like WOG girl is hard enough. And I was like, I actually feel like this is so wild. I don't know how you feel about this, but like, I don't know if you have family following you on Instagram, but the fact that like back in the day when our parents were our age, no one knew what they were doing unless they showed you a photo album, like after they went on a trip.
Yep.
No one knew unless they maybe saw them in the street. We are like constantly at everyone's fingertips. They can keep a monitor on everything that we're doing.
Yeah.
And I find it a little bit sick. And as I've gotten older, I'm getting kind of like annoyed about it because I've had to work through a lot of like feeling shameful or guilty or like that WOG guilt. It's just like a thing. And just growing up with like my Greek Macedonian family, they're not that traditional, but the whole idea of like just monitoring like what I'm doing or like making comments to my dad about what I'm doing. And then my dad does this whole thing of like, he wants to support me, but then he's also like, oh, the family feels this way. And I really, the craziest thing I've done is probably like my showgirl stuff that I post or like that I dance or whatever in like little costumes, which also like we're like clowns. It's like hardly what you think it is. But I remember posting something about the election and I was at Newcastle Comedy. It was like my first gala. It was like Newcastle Comedy Fest or whatever. And I remember having a full-on panic attack with like Andrew Milos and like Dil Rook sitting at a table at brunch at this really cute place in Newcastle. I can't remember the name. And I had a full-on panic attack because I just wrote about the election. All I said was, don't vote like be smart. Don't vote Liberal just because your parents do.
Yeah.
Because I've done it before when I was like younger because I was like, oh, that's what my parents would vote.
Yeah, okay.
Which I'm embarrassed now to say that, but I will happily admit that like I know there's a lot of people out there that do that and vote just because their parents have a certain view or something. It's like, no, like and I was like, I don't want Liberal to win.
Yeah.
That's my, unfortunately, I have family members that do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like even me talking about this, I'm going, I'm getting in trouble for this.
No.
But no, I'm like also going, suck my ass.
And I won't clip it up.
Yeah, no, babe, you can do whatever you want. I'm almost like, let them see it. I'll find out if I have burner accounts. Because I ended up like getting full on, my dad got messages, I got messages. Almost like, you're a dumb actress comedian. What the fuck would you know? Like, but not in those words, but yeah, like saying it in this, like behind the, you know, the curtain, that's what they were basically saying. But it was almost like they got offended because they vote Liberal and it's like, we find it really offensive. And I was like, sorry, like that's not how I intended it. And then I just decided to block them.
Great.
And then that didn't go down well.
No, I bet.
And now I'm like this, the evil black sheep of the family, like naughty. For some of them. And you know what? Like, I will always kill them with kindness and be nice when I see my family in person. But also I'm going, why does that, setting a boundary with people, that's a whole other thing as well.
Yeah, because it does, I mean, it does come off as aggressive at times. I've felt it. I know that people have felt it from me, I'm sure. But when you actually think about being the blocker, mm-hmm. like, it's actually very passive. This is literally just a way of stopping.
Do you know what I mean? Like, for me, I went like this. As soon as I did that, it was like, obviously, I still had to process that through therapy and stuff. I was like, me putting up that boundary and the reaction from putting up that boundary was not good either. And then, because this has happened since I was like a kid, I feel like, that pushback of like, getting in trouble, always feeling like I'm getting in trouble. And I was always like such a little goody two shoes and like, you know, like that kind of like, God. And it's, I'm 31 years old. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like probably like 29, 30 when I posted about that. It's like, why am I copying this? I'm a little girl in trouble.
That's crazy.
Crazy. And then it's funny when you put up a boundary and then people either don't respect it. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, for me, it's like, I've never felt more like, I'm so glad. And who knows, they could have burner accounts, they could have whatever. But also I'm going, what gives you the right to like monitor everything that I'm doing?
Yeah, because you know? It is a privilege and it's not something that should feel like a given.
Yeah.
It's like, just because we're all on there.
Doesn't give you the right
to,
like,
everyone.
Absolutely. And also it's like, that's the thing. I'm going, there should be a, they should monitor it.
Yeah.
Some people shouldn't be allowed online. No, like, and people might say that about me. People might be like, you shouldn't be online either. But I honestly think some people shouldn't be online.
Yes,
they
I agree.
They should go through a vetting process.
Yeah, the amount of time.
Yeah.
Which hours, what else people are doing with their time.
The way they do it. Also, like, if they have private accounts, why are you online? Sorry. I had to talk about this because I'm so over people complaining about a photo they got, and it's like, you have a private account.
Yeah.
No one's going to see it. Do you know what I mean? Is that really mean to say? Do you have a private account?
No.
No. But you know when people have private accounts? I'm going to get in trouble for this too. No, I'm not going to get in trouble, but whatever. If people get upset about this, if you have a private account and you're upset about like, oh, I didn't get a good photo of me, it's like, who's going to see it? 109 people. I'm over it. I'm over it.
Where are you putting this photo?
Where are you putting it? Who's going to see it? Who's going to see it? What, your mom and like someone you work with? I'm like, why am I stressed about? I'm like, it's important for me to get a good photo, and
obviously.
So I'm like such a cunt, and I love it. I love that I'm like, people, I'm not like my persona on stage, and then I've come here and I'm going, just so everyone fucking knows, if you have a private account, I don't think you should have Instagram. No, but like, it's so, like, it's just funny to me.
It's strange, the private accounts. Like, I have one that's on private. That's an old one. It was my first Instagram. And I made my current one when I was releasing music.
Okay, cool.
Under my music name. And then I was doing comedy and I was like, fuck this, I'll put it under my name.
Yeah.
But the old one is private and I have recently found it, changed the bio to be like, this is dead. This is an old photo album. Don't follow it. So. Yeah. Literally, do not touch
it. Get rid of it.
And it is an old photo album.
Yeah, which is also nice. Like, the thing is, I don't mind if they have their private.
That's really good of you.
I don't mind if you have a private account, but I don't want you to complain about not getting a good photo. I can't stand it. I'm going, either it's on public.
Because you can't even reshare their stories, right?
Babe, don't get me started on that either. Because I'm like such a bitch. But I don't want to hear it. I don't want anyone to complain. I can't stop eating this popcorn. And I just noticed your little ghost nails, babe.
I broke one nail though. Oh. So sad. But yeah, they look like sperm. What do you think?
They do a bit. Yeah. If, you know.
A sperm ghost.
I do love that though.
Thank you.
It's a bit, whoa. Sexy ghost. But yeah, I don't know. That's maybe too mean of me to say, but no, that's how I feel about it now.
I think it's fair.
I'm over it.
While we're on Instagram, what was even my note? I didn't even write a thorough note.
Look at the notes. Don't worry.
But something about close friends, the close friends feature on Instagram.
How do you feel about
it? Came to mind. Okay, I have mixed feelings because I love that there's an option, but there needs to be, I think, tiers.
Babe, thank you.
Right?
Babe, sometimes I'm on other people's close friends. I'm going, no.
How are we?
I'm going, get me off
but
your
I'm
close.
But I'm letting everyone on mine. I mean, mine's mostly comics that I want to laugh at a joke that's about someone else that they know.
Okay,
that we
love
know.
That.
Yeah, it's
love
very toxic. It, yeah. Very toxic. But sometimes.
Toxic's in. Being toxic's in, by the way. It's super. It's back in.
Thank God. I'm fine.
Being toxic is back in. You've heard it here first. With my hair like this. Right here. I'm here with Chloe Mandarin. And did I say your last name right?
Good. Yeah, you nailed it.
Wow. Okay. I'm really good. I studied I have a journalism degree as well. Anyway, sorry. So close friends, you're like vetting it.
Yeah, it's...
There should be tiers. I think I know exactly what you mean.
There needs to be tiers. But also, because mine is quite broad.
Yeah.
I do... get like shy when I have people on there and they've seen it and I'm like, fuck, I hope that they don't think that I think that we're best friends.
Oh,
but then I see, then you get that thing where you see that you're on theirs. If you were a little worried about them being on yours, and
that's cute.
I think that's my newest favorite.
I do love that. That is nice.
Bottle that feeling and sell it to me.
I love that feeling. And I think it's nice that, like, you know, if you put them on yours and they put, like, it's nice, like an exchange. It's like transactional,
because otherwise it's just this new social anxiety.
Yeah, it is.
What the fuck, I hate it. But I don't know,
it is very much that.
I'm putting it on the record now that mine is very broad, so if anyone's on there and they're freaking out,
just me going, just don't have tickets on yourself. All right, there's a few people on there. Okay, mine I feel like is sometimes I have like guy friends on there that are straight and I go, oh, babe. Because sometimes it's me being like, my fucking period or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I don't really post, or it'll be like me bitching about something, like, and it will be screenshots. It'll just be like, and also, if anyone's like, oh, why am I not on Eloise? It's like, I have not edited it in a long time. And I feel like when I go and edit it, I'm going to be like, why have I got that? Like, I'll probably have a bit of a moment of that.
It's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do edit it to remove or add in family, depending
on the family, babe.
We're very close.
Yeah. So, and like, my sisters are on mine. One of my cousins is on mine. Actually, two of my cousins, maybe three. Very exclusive.
This is good.
I'm like, I better check. But also, don't you think sometimes people treat you? Okay, I feel like people are funny. I remember posting this meme, being like, it's like the Cam meme from Modern Family. It's like him going. And it's like when people talk about something that you post on Instagram, for me, that's not even about close friends. It's just like in general, because I think I sometimes forget, like, I have lots of worlds, like Venn diagram of worlds, like dance world, like acting world, comedy world. And I feel like it's like, I don't know, sometimes the crossover makes me laugh. Like sometimes when I'm posting, like, you know, me in like a tiny little outfit with like lobster bikini and like, you know, G-string. And then I forget like all the comedy boys can see that. And then they come up and say, they go, I remember like Crookshank once was like, oh, I remember saying, oh, I feel bad telling this story. Remember he goes, oh, what happened to your pants? And I went, what? I went, oh, my pants, like this. And he goes, the thing you just posted where it's like me and my friends in the backless suits. And I went, he goes, you know what I'm talking about. I went, oh, sorry. Like, and then I was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I was like, he's allowed to comment on that. It's like
weird though, because it's like there needs to be certain places for things. I want to post a thirst trap, but I don't feel comfortable doing it these days because
it's funny,
like,
because the crossover,
I want certain people not to see this. This
no,
is
just
weird.
Do it.
It's for my mum and my sister only.
Yeah, that's the only people allowed to see thirst traps.
Exactly.
But I feel like I do it for every, like, it's a bit of everything, and I think sometimes people must be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I think you actually ride that balance very well.
Do you think?
I do,
babe. Thank you.
It's inspiring.
Oh, babe, bless you.
No, it is. It is. I've definitely taken note of it before, just being like, man, she just does it and I love it.
Because sometimes I'm like, this is going to be a lot for some people. And then I go, oh, it's on brand, I guess. And even that saying it's on brand, I'm going, shut up. Like, so stupid. But it is like one of those things where you're kind of like, who's going to see this of that? That's why I feel funny about the family thing. I'm like, you can watch, but like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Don't watch and then be like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Don't watch and then say like.
So you came to my space. Yeah. This was my page.
Otherwise, get out.
Go
That's
away.
How I feel about it. I'm going. It's even, yeah, it's almost like, you know, if anyone said anything about, some other comics were like, I don't know, it's so funny because they're being shy too. I can't remember who said it. Me and my friends, when we had like, we were wearing black lingerie for Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And I think I can't remember which comic it was, but he said something about like, oh, like, you know, the electrical tape on, and then they get funny. They go, oh, are we allowed to talk about it?
Of course.
And I was like, babe, you can talk about whatever you want as long as you don't touch me.
No, it's a just great
so
rule.
Funny. It's so funny to like the fact that it's kind of like, oh yeah, there's so many worlds that are like colliding. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of like, good. You know what? Because if they saw me at like Vic on the Park, I'd hope that they'd come and say hi and not be like,
yeah.
Just because we're wearing like animals on our tits, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, you should come and join us and wear animals as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course. I mean, guys in comedy have got to get used to hot chicks being in comedy.
You gotta get over it.
You just gotta get used to it. It's the way the world's gone.
Exactly.
It's where we're heading and
get over it, get over nipples.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes up here. Like I notice sometimes they're like this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Not trying to look and I love it. I kind of love it a bit. Is that mean?
No, it's fine.
No, thank you.
It's fine that, you know.
Is that mean that I'm
lot.
Like,
I
like. No, I love
it's
them.
Absolutely
so
fine.
Cute. So cute.
I think we got to get into our sleepover games.
Oh my God, babe, what?
The time's been flying.
Oh my God, I love this.
We got to come back for another episode.
I'm excited. I'd love that.
We got to do so much.
And I won't be like 1,000 years late.
Oh, that's fine. You can't be.
I can't stop eating the popcorn, by the way. I'm so
good,
sorry.
Good. I'm glad. Not enough guests want to eat the popcorn. They're worried about the listeners.
Oh. Wait. ASMR,
no, the
babe.
I just love it.
Let's do ASMR. Do your nail. I've got no nails at the moment.
Wait. It's not metal. Wait, do it on the.
Wow.
There we go.
Wow.
Oh, there it is.
Is that what people do for ASMR? I love it so much.
I'm going to love editing.
Everyone's
that.
Like worried for the listeners. I'm going, the listeners love this, okay?
That's what I keep saying. There's one guest that ate grossly and that one was not great, but everyone else.
Do I eat like okay?
No,
like
you're
polite,
eating perfectly.
Eating.
Yeah, me very
going,
polite. You're like such a lady. Like
me as I'm going. You know what I mean? Sorry, I didn't know how to see it. I love changing positions.
Oh, me too. It's good. It's good.
Love it. Love it. Sorry, sleepover games.
Sleepover games. We have
I
a
love
few,
this.
A few games.
Are we going to play MASH? What's, do you remember MASH?
What's MASH? The show?
No, MASH. Or is it is it MASH?
Smash?
I saw it was MASH. And it's like mansion, attic.
Oh.
What's the S?
I don't know.
And the H was a house.
Is this?
And it was like, and you have the circle and it's like, and you have to write three crushes' names. And then you, like, I remember playing it at sleepovers.
I remember this.
We should play this at the next one. But
okay,
I can't remember
okay.
the rules, but we'll play it at the next one. Okay. And it has to all be like comedians that we have a crush on.
Obviously.
This is me being like, and all of them listening going, oh.
Oh, hang on.
Hang on. Wait, Ella. Oh. And I go like this. I go, you'll never know. They're all famous ones. They're all like famous ones that are like
of
old,
course.
Like Michael Palin and like Jerry Seinfeld. They're like two of my first crushes. I'm dead serious.
Ricky Gervais was one of mine.
How could he not be, babe? How could he not be?
Thank you.
Please. Babe, I had that too.
Thank God.
Sorry, continue. Keep cutting you off.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll start with the first game. Would you rather?
Oh my God.
A classic.
Okay, the scary, spooky.
So spooky.
Halloween themed.
Would you rather
Be
a billionaire or get cast on season 3 of White Lotus?
Oh, babe. Season 3 White Lotus.
Easy.
Easy for me. Typical little actor answer. Season 3 White Lotus.
Obviously.
Because therefore I will become a billionaire from the many fans and
exactly.
accolades. Oh, I would die to be on that show. I would die.
Yeah.
I'd give up like my
so
firstborn.
Good.
Oh, babe.
You'd be so good.
Oh, babe, stop. Oh, we're literally the best friends now from you saying that.
Okay.
Me going like, keep saying that, Chloe. That's great.
All right. This is a little less on brand.
Okay.
Would you rather piss your pants or your shirt?
How does that work?
I don't know. You're a dancer.
Me
you're
going,
jumping around. Maybe you're doing a handstand and you piss your shirt.
I feel like I was such a little, I had really bad like bedwetting when I was little.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I was like really found it hard to like hold. So I think from the trauma of that shirt, because I could just rip it off.
Smart. Okay.
So that's actually quite logistics. There's a few logistics there, but
you can see I'd rather you do
it. Yeah, shirt. And then everyone's like, what's that? And I'm going, oh, the bathroom.
Well, that's what I thought, because with
shirt, they'll never know.
Piss on your pants looks like piss on your pants.
It's piss on your pants.
Piss on your shirt. I mean, you gotta smell it more because it's on your shirt. Oh, but no. You can be like, well, you don't know this. What's happened.
No way. Me literally about to do it then. Method.
This will go viral.
Viral. I'm going, yeah. I shouldn't have worn a bra. Anyway, I never do, but with this shirt, I feel like otherwise I'm going to be going, well.
Oh, yeah. Smart. You know? Smart. We've got another game.
I'm excited. Sorry, me going like this. Don't I was cheating.
Read.
I was cheating.
Don't read.
I'm going, oh my God, what's it say?
Okay, this game is called Bend or Snap.
Oh my God, okay, Legally Blonde.
Yes. Now, the rules are basically.
Sorry, I was doing the bend and snap. You have to do that as a clip now, I guess.
Obviously.
I'm just getting stupid, sorry. Anyway, continue.
That's the clip. So it's if a friend did this, would you either bend or would you snap? Would your friendship.
Like, snap, like this, going like snap, like that.
Is the friendship going to make it or is it over?
Oh, so snap is over.
Yeah.
Okay, I love
Snap's
this.
Snap's over.
Okay, amazing.
Okay, bend or snap if your friend is ugly.
I'm going, no, bend.
Okay, wow. That's really kind.
Thank you so much. I feel like people, contrary to popular belief, like I am friends with people that aren't just hot. Like I'm friends with so many comedians.
That's a great point.
No, I'm joking. Everyone's going to hate me now, but also good.
They're not going to hate you. They're going to love
you. They're going to be like this. Oh, we'll get at it later. Anyway, sorry.
Bend or snap if your friend's not funny.
Oh, okay. This is hard.
It's harder.
I feel like I'm always the entertainer. I'm always like, da-da-da. Mm-hmm. I do feel like it's tough though when you're in comedy and you're funny because – is it going to be like a gel? Is it going to be competitive?
Yeah. Is it just they're never not on?
But then I think about it and I go, all my friends are very funny.
Exactly.
People. They've all got something funny. Exactly. They're all different levels. But I think it would be, if they're not funny, it'd be a bit more snap.
I think it's a snap.
Yeah, babe. Absolutely.
I'm right there with you. One more bend or snap.
Mm-hmm.
If they're still kind of a fan of Chris D'Elia.
Oh, babe, he used to DM me.
Oh my God.
I have the, and he deleted messages.
Is this a podcast exclusive?
Yeah. Oh, I think I put it on my story, but this is like ages when it happened, but this is exclusive.
It's a podcast. It's fine.
There you go. So I remember like, he never said anything that dodgy. He actually didn't say anything that dodgy to me. All he said was like, come and, it's probably too old, but it happened a few years ago. So maybe I wasn't too old. It happened 2015.
Oh my God.
I remember messaging about like if he had any live shows coming up because I was about to go study in acting in New York.
Yeah.
And I commented on his friend Brent Morin's thing and then he DM'd me going, I've got some show dates. So like very innocent.
Yeah.
Remember like DMing him about like doing my first set and stuff like that.
Oh my God.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
No,
but
it's okay. I've DM'd so many famous men.
Because also like you go, I kind of was like, this is exciting. And the fact that he would respond and like, I don't know. And it was nothing
so
that
exciting.
Dodgy. It was nothing that dodgy. I can't say that he said anything crazy to me.
You weren't in the doco.
I was in the doco, but I'm laughing because I remember one day getting all these notifications, you know, when people would delete messages, it would come up as a notification. And I go now through my phone and the replies from him are all gone.
Oh my God.
I'll show you after.
Oh my God, please.
Because it's obviously like covering his tracks, which is like so fine.
But also hilarious because it looks insane.
Looks even worse. It's like I remember an ex-boyfriend doing that and I knew that he was like innocent, but I was like, it looks really fucking guilty. It was like a female friend of his and I was like, you can't delete all your messages and just have these two. I'm going,
that's insane.
And he's like, look, it's, and I'm going, that looks really bad. That
oh
looks
my God.
Guilty.
Oh, hate that.
He wasn't, but I was like, but you look it.
Yeah.
That's worse. Doesn't matter if you're not, right? If you look it.
All right. We're on to the next game.
Okay, great.
F, marry, kill.
Oh, I love this one.
Yeah.
I love this game.
This is my favorite game.
I love killing people. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Okay. Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Coolidge,
oh my God,
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh my God, that's tough, babe. That's actually sick of you to ask me this.
I'm twisted.
Yeah, twisted. I feel like, oh God, this is hard.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is me first off. Like, I'm not even, actually, technically not queer, but I was like, Jennifer Lopez, fuck.
Yeah.
Straight away,
yeah.
Bang.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking of Waiting for Tonight video clip. I'm thinking of anything. Like, she's so hot.
She's so hot.
It's me being like, you can tell, like, sexuality is a spectrum. Straight away, I was like, I would fuck Jennifer Lopez. I feel like...
I think a gay man would also fuck Jennifer Lopez.
Absolutely.
You know? Like, everyone would fuck Jennifer Lopez.
It'd be weird if you didn't want to. It'd be a bit like, you're all right.
Yeah.
It's actually like a human, like, it's like a human emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'd be weird if you didn't feel that way. I feel like... this is hard because Jennifer Coolidge makes me laugh so much. Mm-hmm. Would being married to her be a nightmare though?
I don't know.
In a way of like, sorry, the way I'm doing this, like it's like a scientific experiment.
It's happening.
Like, you know what I mean? Like I feel like she'd be so funny, but would I want to be married to her?
She's so funny.
The being funny part, but I also feel like she's quite aloof and silly, and that's why it makes me go like, I don't know, married. Do you,
you
know
don't
what
know
I mean?
If you can count on her.
Well, I think of Jennifer Aniston as well. I'm like, we're both Greek. Like, that would be easy. The wedding would be nice.
And she's sweet.
And she's sweet. Again, sometimes I feel like I'm like, I don't know. I'm not a Friends fan, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, like, all the best to them. Like, they did really well. More of a Seinfeld girl. But
I hope the show takes off.
I hope it takes off. Obviously, RIP Matthew Perry. Like, oh my God, sad. Yeah. Very sad. Oh. And look, it's for me, that's really tough to choose between the two of them. I guess if I'm thinking about it in the, maybe I feel sorry for Jennifer Aniston. That's why I'm like, I probably would marry her.
You feel sorry for her,
but she hasn't been married, which is so horrible. It's such
internalized
misogyny thing. That's so horrible. That's awful because also marriage doesn't mean that you're less of a woman.
Yes. No, it does not. Not at all.
So maybe I would marry Jennifer Coolidge because it would be so silly and funny.
Also, you probably have an easier into White Lotus.
I'm marrying Jennifer Coolidge.
Okay, here we go.
Sorry, Jennifer Aniston, get out of here. I'm like this going, White Lotus, Mike White, we're going to have dinner. You're going like this. Babe, why are you choosing? Don't be stupid.
What are you
career.
Doing? Exactly. What, you want to be on the Friends reruns?
No,
the,
babe,
the reunion? No.
Absolutely not. I feel sick that I was even considering it. Oh, my God. Is there another round of that?
I've got one more F, Marry, Kill. And
okay,
then
that's
one
what
more
I was
game.
Checking. That's what I was checking.
Okay.
It's tough.
Are you ready? This is, I think this is tough.
The way I'm eating this popcorn now, like I'm nervous, like it's the climax of the film going.
It's my favorite thing with these games is everyone takes them so seriously. Like, fuck, I've got to answer.
This is the big time. This is huge. If I don't answer this right, this
I
could
know.
Be the end.
Oh, and it could come back to haunt you.
Exactly, babe.
F, Marry, Kill, leg warmers, fame, and flirting.
It's so funny that you've chosen these and making me pierce. It's very on brand for me. I mean, easily, like, I would kill leg warmers because it's just part of what I have to wear at work sometimes.
Yeah.
I'd be fine without
There's
them.
No emotional attachment. Okay.
I'm okay with that. I mean, you would bloody made it hard, though, babe. I was going, leg warmers was first. And I went, okay, cute. And then you said the others, and I was going, oh, like I've been shot. What was the others? Fame and
flirting.
Oh, babe. What did I say? I said I would
kill leg warmers.
Kill leg warmers. Oh, that's easy. The
easy
killing
then.
One's done. So then I reckon I would thinking of fame as a person. Like if fame was a person and flirting, can I be honest? Flirting is like literally flirting is a way of life. Like flirting I would marry because I feel like so serious. Without flirting, the world cannot go round. And I would marry flirting. Imagine having a flirtatious marriage like your whole life or like being married to flirting. I'm like, whatever. If I think of that, I'm like, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Fame, I'm like, I'd fuck fame. I'm going,
yeah,
fuck
it's
fame.
Fleeting.
It's fleeting. Use it.
Totally.
Get what you want out of it.
Oh, that's so smart.
Babe, thank you. I'm not just a pretty face. People think I am, but... Hey, that was
You're
hard.
You're so smart.
You too, Joel.
Thank you. We only have one more game.
Oh my God, only one more.
One more
We've
game.
Flown through them.
And it is truth or dare.
Okay. I love this. How does the dares work? Like, do you run outside with the tripod?
Yeah, I make you streak down the street. No. They are stationary dares.
Oh, okay.
So
but
it's
like,
all.
Do I get. If I say. You're not going to say what they are.
I dared Becky to name her child Molasses the other week.
Whoa,
so
that's okay. That's wild. All of a sudden, it's like, and welcome to the world, Molasses Lucas. And we're going, well, Chloe, what have you done?
That's what she said. They're not that serious.
No, they are. This is me going, Becky, if you don't name your, like, I'm getting like dead serious now. I'm going,
gonna hold her to
I've eaten so much popcorn. I'm going, good. I can't stop. I'm like, yeah, babe, I'm going to, I think I have to do, maybe truth.
Truth?
It's just more interesting, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Dare's a bit like this. Sure, mm. Jan. You know what I mean?
Totally. All right. Yep. Truth. This is
shit.
This
I have to tell hard. The truth.
You've got to tell the truth. Name Australia's second and third attractive comedians.
You are sick. Chloe, you are sick. Oh, no. Oh no! This
it's
is
truth.
So.
It's truth. I'm eating the popcorn.
Oh my
now.
God! You have, babe, you have to eat the popcorn.
It's a bit burnt. Shit.
No, it's good. Mm. It's not even burnt, babe. If I made it, I always fuck up popcorn in the little. Mm. It's really good. Nice amount of salt. Nice amount of butter.
Thank you.
I'm procrastinating. Fuck. Who is the? Oh, there's I guess ghost. I can't answer.
Oh, we're being haunted.
Oh, no.
I can't answer the question.
I can't answer the question. I got to run out. I'm scared. Second and third hottest. Of, like, as in I'm the first, so like who's next?
Uh-huh.
Okay. But I have to say you.
You don't have
you're
to
here.
Say me. I mean,
but babe, you're a
I'll
comedian.
Cry. No. There's so... Only after you. There have been so many hot comedians.
There's so many hot comedians. And clearly it is like in jest that I say it.
A few. Well.
Me going. Well, it has to be after I started.
Obviously.
Because.
How long ago did you start?
I started 2017.
Mm.
When did you start?
2018.
Okay. Well, then me going, well.
Too bad.
No, well, I have to say you're second. I'm not just saying that because I'm on the podcast, okay?
She is.
And that's how you make best friends. There's actually a tutorial on how to make best friends.
That's how you do it.
And I think I have to say, because I love him so much, and even though he started stand-up before me, I'm going to have to say Jake Howie.
Great answer.
I love Jake Howie
Great
so
answer.
Much. You'll have to get Jake on here.
Mm, absolutely. I would love
I think,
to.
And obviously that was one of the hardest things I've had to do. And obviously I could come up with a list of like, and you know, there's so many honorable mentions. There's so much to talk about.
That was one of the hardest things.
That's one of the hardest things. You're going, okay, like there's lots happening in the world, but I'm going, you know.
No, this was hard. This was tough.
It was tough.
I'm sorry to put you in that
position. No, that's okay. It's not ruining our friendship.
Thank God. Well, no, you answered well, so.
See? Whew. Made it stronger. This is actually what this podcast is, like people learning how to make friends.
Yeah. I mean, I
It's a joke, tutorial.
But yeah, so many of the messages from the requestees messaging in. Yeah, they want help. They need help.
Babe, I love that.
It's cute. It's real
I'm going, fun. So just tell all your friends that they're hot.
Tell your friends they're hot.
Tell them that... Tell them that you make sure that they're funny. No, I'm just kidding.
That's
give
everything.
Compliments. I feel like giving compliments is a good one.
It's a great piece of advice.
Listening.
Start a podcast where people
podcast.
Have to come and be a friend.
People come out and hang out in a little fort.
Yeah, it's
and we're
very
going,
helpful.
Well, like this going, yeah. I'm stuck on the thing, sorry.
Don't get stuck.
Silly, sorry,
we gotta
babe.
We gotta go.
Oh, God, babe. See what I've done there? Oh, God, I nearly knocked off all the popcorn. If anyone, no one can see what happened there, but I'm
Thank
so sorry.
You.
Thank you so much for having
Thank
me,
Thank you so
babe.
Much for coming.
I've had the best time.
Me too. This has been the best. Can you tell everyone where to find you?
Yes, I can. Yes. You can find me on Instagram at Weezer Squeezer. That's probably like the best place to find me. It's the place I post all my gigs and shows and anything
Beautiful.
Else. So come and visit me there and let's have some fun. And send me a DM. Not if you're doing coke.
Nothing too weird.
Nothing too weird. Okay, keep it PG.
Oh, God, please. Same with me. Please, PG photos and messages only. That'd be great. But do follow the Friend Request Pod on Instagram. We've got a Patreon now if you want to sign
wow.
up. It's very exciting. Different tiers. We're having slumber parties, Zoom slumber parties once
That's
every quarter.
Cute.
It's going to be real fun.
I love that.
Thank you.
It's gorgeous.
thank you all for listening.
We'll play MASH. No, thank you.
We'll play.
Thank you so much for having me, babe.
Thank you. Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes ah. Oh, but he watched her so sadly. Walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at him.